Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning. How are you guys doing? It is almost 6 a.m. And hey, we're happy it's hump day. Mm-hmm. You know, also happy it's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny, 86, much lower humidity than yesterday, which was crazy. Although very muggy right now, just so you know. Gotta ask Bill. How was your ride in on the Schuylkill this morning? Was it better than your ride home yesterday?
It was insane.
He comes flying up behind me on the Schuylkill. This is yesterday. So I called him not to call him out on how bad his driving is and how he was speeding. But
I was not speeding.
He had this entire cardboard box attached to the front of his car and he never knew it. Well, there was debris.
Well, it was terrible. You know, it's the worst. Let's be honest. It's the worst road in America.
I know.
Taking it is torture every day. Half the time, by the time I get home or to work, I'm exhausted from the near accidents I get into. And yesterday, some truck or something dropped some debris, some boxes. And I drove through it. And I didn't even know I had that box stuck to the front of my car.
Well, I knew you had no idea. But it was an entire rectangular box. It was on his grill. He had no idea he was driving and his car looked so stupid.
It was terrible. Now, wasn't it shut down yesterday? Was it yesterday or the day before?
No, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
It was eastbound, though.
That's right.
We were going westbound.
Because I took the back way home.
And turned and exited, box fell off.
That's terrible. That road is the bane of everyone's existence here in the Delaware Valley. But anyway, let's move on to happier things.
No boxes out this morning.
That's right.
You're good.
Right. The roads are clear so far. A $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. You could win this when we play Beat the Bee. That's going to happen at 8:30, and I don't know the category yet, but we'll come up. It'll be debris. Maybe the category will be road debris.
I like that. Answer will be the Schuylkill Express.
That's right. We're going to hop on to Facebook Live in just a moment here. It's our Be Up Club. We have so much fun doing it, so join us. Go to our Facebook page right now at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
If you missed it, yesterday we were taking your calls about tattoos, but specifically like how old you were when you got your first one and if you regret any of them now. The reason, my daughter turned 18 on Monday. All she wants now is her very first tattoo. Mm-hmm. I'm just afraid she's going to pick something stupid, you know, something that she will regret when she's 40. You know what I mean?
No, it's a valid concern, certainly. No, I regret not that I got my first tattoo at 18, but what I got just looked dumb on
me.
So I did have that regret.
About.
So, but wait till you hear how old Ed was when he got his first tattoo.
60. I wasn't putting something on my body that I wasn't sure of and be regretting.
Ed, what did you get?
I got my grandkids' names on my leg.
Nice.
I got my second one 2 years after that, and that was my dog's leash and his paw print.
Oh, that's cool.
Are they addictive then?
They are. I could go back and get more because I thought of more things, but between money and pain, I'm good.
Oh, you know what? Okay. I never even mentioned to her the pain. Is it bad, Ed?
It's according to where you put it. Certain areas, you've got fatty tissue. It's not bad. But when you get closer to your bone,
anything bony around the ankles or anything like that, it hurts. It really does. You know, it's interesting. You're 60, and I'm sure you had a lot of buddies that had tattoos. Did they regret it at a young age?
Oh, my God. That's what made me decide not to, because so many got their girlfriend's names, and then they broke up, got them covered. Yeah, they went through a lot. They probably to this day didn't end up with the same tattoo they started with.
Okay, that's a great point. I should definitely, Ed, say names are off limits. You cannot get a name.
There you go.
Right?
Unless it's Jen.
Unless it's mom. Ed, thank you. And you know what? I'm really proud of you at age 60 for getting your first one. That's very cool.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was cool anyway. It took a lot of years to think about what I wanted.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. Have a good one.
All right, you guys take care. Love your show.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have quite the tatted up audience, Bill.
We do.
Yesterday, we talked to so many of you guys about how old you were when you got your very first tattoo and whether or not you regret it now that presumably, you know, you're older. You see, my daughter, she just turned 18 and that's all she wants for her birthday.
Yeah. Listen, I think Charlie's a smart girl. I know she says some crazy things to you sometimes because you tell me, but I think she messes with you a lot. I think she's a very smart girl.
Well, what if she messes with me with this tattoo? That's a permanent mess.
Well, I doubt she's going to pick anything that she's going to be really sorry for later on in her life. But how about you, Mary Jane? How old were you when you got your first one?
I was 18, kissing dolphins on my ankle and inside the actual bellies of the dolphin. At the time, he was just my boyfriend. He's now my husband.
Oh, thank God.
25 years.
Oh, so it worked out. Yes. Very good.
Yes, yes. And now I am up to 4 tattoos. And my daughter, who is 23, she is now wanting her first tattoo, and we are going to get mother and daughter tattoos.
Oh, nice bonding experience.
What is a mother-daughter tattoo? Like, what are you getting together?
Like a wreath-type thing.
Okay.
Of cherry blossoms. Uh-huh. And mine's going to say, first my daughter, forever my friend.
Beautiful. Now, listen, Mary Jane, I think you've inspired Jen Ryan here. You should do a mother-daughter tattoo sesh.
Charlie would never go for that.
No?
No, I don't think so. She wants her own thing.
I think you should do this.
I think that's very sweet, Mary Jane.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad you ended up marrying Dolphin Name, Mr. Dolphin Name. Like, that worked out so well.
Oh, no, I knew we were getting married.
All right.
He got his tattoo at the same time I got mine, and he actually had my name put on his arm.
Okay, good. I was going to ask if he returned and reciprocated.
Yes, he did. He does have my name on his arm.
And how many years, Mary Jane?
We've been together 30 years. We've been married 25.
Good job. That's awesome.
Congratulations. And it was so nice hearing from you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, if you missed it yesterday, we had so much fun hearing from you guys about your tattoos. So my daughter turned 18 on Monday, and she now wants to get her first one. My concern is she's going to pick something just stupid, you know, that she'll regret when she's older.
Well, listen, again, valid concern. I do regret the tattoo, the one I picked out when I was 18. I mean, you are a different person. You know, when you're a little bit older, when you're 35 years old.
You are not 35.
Well, I'm just saying. Tracy, how old were you when you got your first one?
So I was 18, and it wasn't just my first tattoo. It was my first 5.
Your first 5?
You got 5 in one session, you mean?
Whoa.
Yes, I got 5 in one session.
What did Mom say?
Mom was not happy, so I did not tell her about any of them right away. And she's trying them one by one, like a little scavenger hunt.
Right.
And she was not happy at all.
Can I ask how old you are right now?
I'm 20 now.
Okay, so it's only been 2 years. So obviously you probably still love them. You don't regret anything.
I do regret one of them. The one on the hip, I don't like it at all.
Okay.
All right, so all right, 4 out of 5 you love. So there you go. Those are good odds. I like that.
I will just say I'm not going to tell my daughter that it's possible to get 5 in one session.
That's right.
Just one.
Just one.
Not a good idea. Yeah. Don't tell it. Because
Tracy, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you for having me.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we've got more reopenings to tell you about. Very exciting. Just in time, too, for the 4th of July holiday. So in New Jersey, amusement and water parks, and this is including those on the boardwalks, will be open half capacity starting on July 2nd. Mm-hmm. And same with playgrounds in the Garden State. So kids are going to be thrilled to hear that.
Yeah, and they're also going to be thrilled to hear that the Philadelphia Zoo, they plan to reopen soon as well. Members can start going on July 6th. And then it opens to the general public on July 9th.
Excellent.
Yeah, you can start making those ticket reservations on Friday, this coming Friday. Yes. Now, Jen, are crustaceans part of the animal kingdom?
Well, of course they
I
are.
I believe so, right? Well, yeah. Listen to this. Do you like crab cakes?
Oh, I know where you're going.
All right.
This.
Well, we have a $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company when we play Beat the Bee. That is going to happen at 8:30. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy hump day. Happy World UFO Day. I love this day because it's a day we get to celebrate extraterrestrials. I know this freaks Jen out.
It really does.
It really does. You don't know. She is petrified of ETs. Now, Jen, I don't want to scare you too much, but I was reading about more of these strong, mysterious signals coming from deep space last week.
And this concerns me. Every time we hear stories about this, because here's the thing. I do believe in aliens, okay? I'm sure they are out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to know about them, especially this year. Can we just think about this? 2020 is not the time for aliens to discover us or vice versa. You know what I mean? We got enough going on right now.
Our plate is full, certainly, but I think they're getting closer. How about you guys? I'm telling you. Do you believe in extraterrestrials and UFOs? Is there life out there in the universe? And do you think they're going to invade us one day?
I know they will.
Well, maybe they're going to be nice and friendly. You know what I mean? Do you ever think of that possibility?
No.
Maybe they have cures to COVID? You don't know. I mean,
that would be amazing.
There you go. All right. Give us a call. Do you believe in UFOs and extraterrestrial life? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, it is World UFO Day, and we want to know if you believe in them. Have you ever seen one? Do you think aliens are out there? See, I do. I don't ever want it confirmed. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of their intentions.
I know you are. You worry a lot. You're up at night thinking about this sometime. But what if they're nice aliens? What if they're good and they can help humankind with some, like, medical advances?
But what if they're not?
Then we're in trouble. That's all I'm going to say. I'd love to know, though, if they do really exist. Now, Aaron's on the line. He works in astronomy. Now, is that because you believe in aliens?
Well, I don't know. One night when I saw on our farm in Lebanon, Ohio, growing up, I still can't speak to that. I don't know what it is.
Well, describe for it. What did you see?
What did you see?
A pair of discs hovering about maybe 400 feet over top of me and over my cows and stuff on the dairy farm.
Whoa.
And no sound, just a little bit of yellow and greenish light. I mean, I felt they were observing me.
Wow.
Granted, I was only like about 13 or so.
Whoa.
But they paused, and then they shot off over the long cornfield, and then they took on off towards Dayton, Ohio.
This is why I don't want to know they were there to invade. He thought he was being studied.
Maybe that's why Aaron got into astronomy in the first place, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who knows what's out there, but thank you for calling.
Yeah, all right. Enjoy.
All right, so it's World UFO Day today, and we want to know, do you believe in them? Give us a call, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So are you a believer in alien life? Not only is it World UFO Day today, but I just heard, I read this article, that we actually picked up more of these strong, mysterious signals from outer space. They're out there, Jen. I'm telling you.
No, I'm sure they are. I just don't want to know about them. Honestly, the thought of aliens and UFOs, it just really, really scares me. All right, so Barb, you're like me. Like, you'd rather not know if they exist?
Not really, because why does Bill want to know? Will they help the Earth somehow?
Well, I'm just saying, how are they going to help the Earth, Bill?
Listen, I'm a bit of a science fiction geek, and I just kind of want to know if there's life out there.
I don't know. I believe in ghosts, and I think that's enough.
Have you seen a ghost, Barb?
I can't say I actually seen a apparition, but I felt and seen things happen that you couldn't explain.
Okay. Right. Have you ever seen a UFO?
No, I have not. Sometimes I think a lot of this, a bunch of baloney because people try to say that they've seen it when they've really seen nothing. Mm-hmm. They're just crazy.
And it might be a bunch of baloney. And maybe they send this deep space probe out there and they don't find anything. Cool, fine. But
that would be the best. Hey. Come back and say, we're in the clear.
Right, exactly.
Yes, and we're not going to get invaded.
Exactly. Barb, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
SOS. It's World UFO Day. I'm sending it out right
that's
now.
That's right.
We want to know if you believe in them. Have you ever seen one? Do you think aliens are out there? I do. I just don't want it ever to be confirmed. I'm scared of their intentions.
I know you are, but there is the possibility that they're good aliens, nice aliens, and they can help us out with a few things, like medical advances, for example. Now, I'd love to know if they exist. Wouldn't you, Emily?
I don't think I want to know.
See?
Would it freak you out? Let's say 1,000 light years away from us, there's a planet similar to Earth. People living their lives just like us. Like they're not here to invade us.
They're not going to be like us, though, Bill.
Let's just say they were very similar. Would that freak you out?
Well, we can't get there anyway.
Right. Please. What if they have cures for disease?
They don't have the same disease as we have, though.
Maybe they're very similar.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know, and I don't want to know.
I don't know. I'm changing my opinion. I think I would kind of want to know.
Got to look at it in a positive way. Doesn't all wrap around an alien invasion. They're not out to get us.
Right.
Emily, have a great day.
Bye. Bye.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
More reopenings to tell you about, and just in time for the 4th of July holiday, which is very cool. So in New Jersey, amusement and water parks, and these includes those on the boardwalk. They're going to open at half capacity starting July 2nd, and same with playgrounds in the Garden State. The kids will be thrilled to hear that, I'm sure.
Yeah, so excited. They'll also be thrilled to hear that the Philadelphia Zoo plans to reopen very soon as well. So members can start going on July 6th. And then it reopens to the general public on July 9th. And you can start actually making those ticket reservations very soon on Friday, coming Friday. Jen, are crustaceans part of the animal kingdom? I believe they are, right?
Yes. And
who doesn't love a good crab cake? I'm going somewhere with this. During the summertime. We have for you guys a chance to play Beat the Bee coming up very shortly at 8:30. And it's a $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. Love it there. Make sure you're listening. Again, that's going to happen at 8:30, very shortly. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.